Hello and welcome to Wild Man Steve's Record Shop, a weekly podcast featuring artists talking about and performing their music in my studio or from a previously made recording. I'm your host, Wild Man Steve, and this is episode 18 featuring The Rough and Tumble. The Rough and Tumble refer to themselves as a dumpster folk thrift store Americana duo consisting of Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, and have been hobbling around the country in their 16-foot camper since 2015, traveling with their 200-pound dogs, which occasionally hang out with them on stage. Even at their start in 2011, the Rough and Tumble are collectors, picking up odd trinkets and instruments that have become part of their music, including mailbox snare drums, banjolalis, nose harps, and more. In addition to performing 150-plus shows a year, they host a weekly live cast, a monthly blog, a cook and coloring book, and are the subject of a weekly comic strip, Ruffles and Tum Tums, which can be followed on their website. The band came in and visited the record shop while they were in town for a Sundilla acoustic concert on January 10th, 2020. Hey, welcome to the Record Shop. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, also known as The Rough and Tumble. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
It's so exciting to have you guys in. I have seen you at Sundilla before, and you guys are a really, really interesting band. A very different. I mean, you're not the typical duo doing folky stuff, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you guys approach it in a different way. You've been together since 2011. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, what came first, the marriage or the band?
The band did. In fact,
the band still comes first.
Yes. Yeah, it was we started this project kind of as a writing project. We both were doing solo, you know, things at the time, and we kind of just started this band because we wanted to, you know, I couldn't finish some of my songs and Mallory couldn't finish some of hers, and this just turned out to be so much more fun. And then a couple years in, we started touring, and
now we finish each other's songs and sandwiches.
Yeah. That's right.
Nice. Excellent. Well, you guys have been busy over the years, no doubt. 5 EPs and 2 LPs.
Oh, yeah.
The latest one just released last September, titled Howling Back at the Wounded Dog. Okay. Yeah, I got to. Where did that come from?
I'm going to let Mallory take that one.
Oh, really? That actually came to us. We kind of built this collection of songs over a very difficult year for us. And by the time we saw them all side by side, we looked at it and realized that it was an album not necessarily full of heartache, but full of all the feelings that you need to get outside of yourself. Uh-huh. And we had just, our dog had passed away. Our first dog, Butter, had passed away. And we realized that it was just a year of us kind of howling into the void and hoping that something would come back. And so in the title, we weren't actually sure if we were the wounded dog or if there was a wounded dog out there, but uh-huh. I think it works both ways.
Cool.
And so that's kind of where that came to be. Sort of. as much as we can recall.
Well, it's an interesting title, in your promotion you talk about it was written during a year of honesty.
Yeah.
And so that sounds intriguing.
Yeah. It was incredibly difficult. It was one of those things that I got into my head that at the end of the previous year, I can't remember what was going on. If somebody had asked me if I wanted seconds or if I wanted something on top of my food or something like that, and I kind of gave this very non-answer, and I thought, why even in the smallest things can I not just say what I want? And so I decided at that moment, unfortunately for Scott, that I was going to have 1 year of honesty where I would say exactly what I wanted at the appropriate time, and I wouldn't hold back. of course, that comes with, you know, a grain of graciousness and making sure that you're not just going out there, you know, with fists swinging or
picking
anything,
fights.
Picking fights, exactly. Yeah. Which I did do a little bit of that too. But it came down to if somebody asked me and then also Scott, because we're married and anytime I decide to do something, I hate to do it alone. So if somebody asked me, like, how are you doing? I made it a point to actually answer how I was doing, which made some very deep friendships and made for a lot of people to turn and run. So I think it kind of weeded out this this core group for me that year. I mean, I'm not doing the year of honesty anymore.
No, that's done. We're
everything,
you know.
I say from this point forward is lies.
I love it. Well, you know, I've got to say, you guys really, like I said earlier, you have an unusual approach to your music and how you perform it and all that kind of thing, including your instruments.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Tell me about, you make some of your own instruments, you find stuff and put it together. Tell our listeners something about some of your instruments. Yeah. And what you do.
Yeah, we make them, we break them, you know, and then we take
people,
them all over the place.
Yeah, we this one lady actually pulled, so we have, I primarily play an accordion and percussion and bells, and Scott's primarily holding us down with the guitar, and he has a suitcase that is a kick drum and a mailbox that is a snare drum, and then we have all these extra toys and things that we carry with us because it's fun for us.
Sure.
But it actually became more of a problem where we started taking these things out, and then people would see them and then they would say, I want to give you more stuff. And we would say, please don't do that. But it just kept happening to the point. I think we have a couple of there's one thing in particular I'm thinking of is a practice steel drum. And it sounds like a trash can lid. It sounds terrible, but I love that thing. And a woman after we had played a house show in her house, she came up to me and she said, I actually have the perfect thing for you. I just need to go dig it out of the bottom of my trash can. And so, and she did, she gave it to me and I use it.
Yeah.
But,
it's a great little instrument, but we've sort of coined ourselves as dumpster folk and thrift store Americana music.
Nice.
And
yeah. Well, it sure is entertaining to watch, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Oh man, yeah.
You know, you never know what you're gonna pick up and start banging on or
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. And sure. it's fun. Do you use a lot of that in your recordings as well?
We do. You know, it's a different thing when you're recording. When you know, I feel like the live show, so much is dependent on what you can see.
Uh-huh.
And so you could communicate a vibe and, you know, and that sounds so easily just because it's immediate. It's right there.
Well, even what you can't see, I feel like those instruments translate live because they're in a live room and the room is picking up those
yeah.
instruments
yeah.
as
sure.
well.
But, you know, but on the record, you kind of have to, you know, for better or for worse, I think we expect records to sound a certain way. And so, you know, we get drums and bass in there. And then a lot of this, you know, the color is, you know, is brought in with all these fun little, you know, instruments and
sure.
pieces of junk and stuff. But
sure.
We rely on those pieces of junk to carry the drums and the bass and all those really nice things that we put
exactly.
on our
yeah.
record
yeah.
once we go live. So,
well, you guys have put out a lot of really cool material over the years, and
thank
your
you.
New album, "Howling Back at the Wounded Dog," is I think, you know, really a culmination of everything that you've done previously.
Mm-hmm.
How was it in the studio recording this stuff? Was it like pulling teeth, or was it hard to, did it just flow out easy? And who else did you have some people working with you in
yeah.
there? Or
So for this record, we worked with our friend, a producer named Dave Coleman, who had done the record that we did just previously.
Mm-hmm.
But we only had 5 days to record these 10 songs that we really wanted to get
wow.
done. And it was just the two of us and Dave, you know, and we worked kind of from 9 a.m. till
7 at night.
Sometimes
later.
Yeah.
and just, you know, kind of, got it done, you know, between the three of us. Uh-huh. And
it was kind of an amazing experience for us because we didn't have time we also didn't have time to think about every little decision. And so if something came to mind, it was Dave getting a mic set up to record it, getting it down and moving on, and not really having, I mean, wanting to do it well, but uh-huh. not having time to think, is this the most perfect part that couldn't be imagined at this time? Instead, it was do one or two takes, kind of pick from it, and then move on, because you know you still have 9-7 songs, yeah. you know what I mean,
yeah.
to get done. Mm-hmm. We were able to kind of on a whim bring three women into the studio as well to sing backup vocals on one particular track called Mercy, which was a wonderful experience and kind of a dream for me to sing with these big, huge female voices
cool.
behind us as well. So that was a pretty neat experience. But other than them and us and Dave, that was kind of who put it together.
Very
quickly.
Cool, very cool. And did you all three of you work on the mix and all the post production stuff?
Yeah, you know, Dave definitely mixed it, but. You know, we gave notes, and we, uh-huh. you know, we could only be in Nashville for 5 days because we live out of a 16-foot camper and we're always on the road. And so,
we had to go be in Michigan.
Yeah. I think that was it. Yeah. So a lot of our contributions were, you know,
from afar.
From afar via email, but, yeah.
Mm. Well, that's cool. You got me, wanting to hear, this song called Mercy.
Yeah.
It is the third song on the album. Mm-hmm. And who are the ladies that you brought in?
Yeah, Christy Holdren. She actually is my former boss in Nashville. She used to run a vegan meal delivery service in Nashville, and every time we would come through, she would give us work. So she kind of paid our trailer bill there for a little while.
Nice.
And then the Daily Fair, who is a duo from Nashville. They're good friends of ours as well. Two women who. And they're hitting the road quite a bit these days too. They're fantastic. Their stuff is really good too.
Cool.
So if you
Very
ever have
cool.
a chance to check it out.
Well, let's take a listen. Here's the Rough and Tumble with guest vocals on a tune called Call Mercy.
You can call on the Father, you can call on the Son, you can call down the fire to the floor. You can call it forgiveness or the grace of the Lord. Just don't call me to your mind anymore. Call God as your witness, he'll swear on his life. No resurrection can make this wrong right. If you ask for forgiveness, likely get quiet, like the sound of a church on a Saturday night, like the sound of a church on a Saturday night. Me when you loved me, 'cause you can't call that love. Where your prayers met my fears, and we washed it in blood. I took the scars, and you took the crown. You don't know what I'm asking when I call mercy down. You don't know what again. When I call mercy down, you don't know what I'm asking. When I call mercy down,
fabulous tune. Oh my gosh, you got quite the chorus on there, that's for sure. Unbelievable. Great stuff. Well, okay, so what was the first song that you attacked in the recording of this album?
I think that was Threshold and the Runaway.
Yeah, that's right.
I think at the time that song was kind of causing us the most grief,
anxiety in
terms of, you know, rehearsals and stuff between the two of us. And so I think we thought, let's get this done now. And if it takes longer, at least now we, you know, we'll have some time. So, so I think we started with the Threshold and the Runaway, and then
we did the hardest part.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
The album starts with a tune called The Hardest Part, and I'm thinking, I bet they did that one first because it's the hardest part.
We sure did, and it was exactly that. Like, the whole reason we did it is so that for the rest of the week, whenever we knew it was going to be stressful, we could say, guys, at least the hardest part is over.
Well, tell me about that song.
Yeah, that song started up in Vermont. We were going on a hike a few years back, and we got up this mountain, Mount Ascutney, which we now refer to as Mount Ascutney Kick My Buttney, because it just goes straight up. And we were on this hike, and, you know, we had our dog Butter with us at the time, and we kind of started getting into an argument, you know, as
not kind of.
We definitively got into an argument as
guess my year of honesty is still going.
And we got about halfway up the mountain and realized, you know what?
We don't want to climb a mountain.
We're done with this mountain, but we were not done arguing. So we argued our way all the way back down the mountain and on through, you know, through the afternoon and into supper time. And, you know, after dinner was over, Mallory, you know, says, hey, why don't you get out your guitar and we can
see what it's like to write a song while we're still angry.
Now, we should say there are other ways to settle an argument too, but, you know, this was this way worked for us.
Yeah,
so.
Very cool.
It did.
Yeah. well, let's hear the argument. here's the hardest part.
Well, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. I was named for the struggle. Weight shifting, arms lifting, head strong and hitting what's not coming. You were named for the road. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. There's a porch line waiting here. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. You can promise me never if you promise me forever. Oh, 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 oh. You can promise me never if you said we'd be together. Oh, 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 oh. I'll never hurt that way again. Stripping, eyes flicking, calling shots and making ultimatums. Don't let the road rise up to meet you. Don't let the road rise up to meet you. You're not still standing here for nothing either.
A great way to start the album.
Yeah. No.
Well, and then that is followed with a tune called Howl at the Moon. Yeah. Okay, now this is kind of ties into the to the title of the album. So tell me about this song.
Yeah, this one Mallory kind of wrote the main gist of it, and We'd been doing a lot of thinking about coyotes and about wolves, and something that we'd learned over the course of the year was that coyotes and wolves, when they're in the wild, they howl to harmonize with one another. You know, they're communicating. They're trying to find their pack in a lot right. of ways, and it had just been a really difficult year for us. You know, losing our dog, we lost a good uh-huh. friend, and in a lot of ways our friends kind of surrounded us and just, you know, were there for us. And, it was, and so I feel like this song though is all about, it's about leaving something and just kind of going out into the wild and
to find your pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what we've done. I mean, we've been on the road for 5 years, living out of the camper yeah. and, just the other day, somebody asked me, like, do you ever miss your community? And we kind of like got to thinking, well, our community is out there. Like, yeah. we see our community. They're just, sometimes they're in Vermont. Sometimes they're in South Dakota,
sure,
you know,
sure.
sometimes they're in, you know, Tallahassee, Florida, you know, yep. and, it's really kind of cool.
We have regular
cool to see.
Coffee shops and bars all over the country.
It's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
We're regulars everywhere.
Absolutely. You know, no doubt. You're definitely becoming regulars yeah. here in Auburn, Alabama.
Absolutely.
But, well, I can relate to that. No question about yeah. it. You know, let's do some howling here.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Let's howl at the moon, howl at the moon. Don't you want to? I stop at the moon. Let's throw in sun and stars and planets and the clear blue too. Maybe wild dogs could keep us from the path we picked to go at all alone. So what if we can't beat them? Who said we needed roads to go back home? Let's start moving soon. Start moving soon, don't you want to? Let's start moving soon. We'll check the streams and breathe the wind to find our food. Tamer dogs have kept us from doing what it is we want to do. There's not a law that can keep us cooped up from being wild and free.
Guys do like 150 plus dates a year on the road, but you are really busy people. I mean to tell you, you've got a weekly live cast,
yeah,
a monthly blog, mm-hmm. A cook and color book,
yeah,
and a food blog too. Okay, yeah. I want to hear about all these things.
Oh man, it is a lot, isn't it?
It's like, oh my God, do these people ever sleep?
I don't think we do. We yeah, that's a decided no. And that's the thing is, like, every time we commit to something else, we get really excited about it. We say it. We say, now we're gonna do a weekly live cast. That's our double Americana live cast, where we take an old folk song or a cover or one of our old songs or something, and we play it live on Wednesdays at noon. And it's been super fun. And we kind of started it as like, 1 year we're going to do it just so we can learn a bunch of old folk songs, kind of to edify us. But then we realized that people were actually engaging with it in a way that we didn't anticipate. And it's been a really fun way. We were talking about community earlier. It's kind of been a fun way to connect with our community. There are people who will come and show up every Wednesday, and we see their name pop up and they interact with us. And
that's wild. Now this is on like Facebook.
It's on Facebook. It's just on Facebook. And we've talked about turning it into a podcast, but we really like the live element of just being able to turn on the phone and here we go. And, it's been a real, like, it's been a real delight, and has kind of followed us through all over the country too. So we also get to visually show people where we are that day.
Cool.
And so that's been pretty cool. And then a cook and color book was what, 56 recipes mm-hmm. we came up with and put it into a book that is also a coloring book at the same time and fun for the whole family. Our
that
food
is fun.
Yeah, it's been really good. But we're now also like Scott's been starting to carve out stamps at night, and I've been making little handmade journals. We just can't stop, and I think that is a wonderful, wonderful problem to have. And I think we feel pretty fortunate to have somebody else that's doing that sort of stuff.
So you guys have two blogs. I assume that your Rough and Tumble blog is like a travel log.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the food blog is actually on the same. It's on the same page. Same blog page.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but, so they'll be intermixed.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But just the first of every month, we come out with a new recipe that that we have cooked or made at some point, that month or
and we try
so
to keep it regional too, so we try and keep it with like ingredients from the area that we're in at time. So that's been super fun.
Oh yeah, we did cactus tacos when we were in Arizona. We did fiddleheads when we were up in Vermont.
Nice.
So it's been pretty great. It's been really fun.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but this last year, every Saturday, our friend Steve Carter has been illustrating a weekly comic. Mm-hmm. What happens is Mallory will, send him a text each week and
say this is something weird or cool that has happened to us this week, and then he draws it out and scans it back to me, and then we get to put it up as we call it Ruffles and Tum Tums. It's a a little Saturday morning cartoon every week.
Very cool.
That's been fun.
That has been really fun.
And that's on your website.
It is on our website,
which is, by the way, folks, theroughandtumble.com, and you ought to check it out. There's some cool stuff on there. I was actually reading some of the comics earlier today, and I'm like, I love these people. They're crazy.
Yeah, who doesn't love comics?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, another thing that the website comes in handy for is to keep up with your very busy schedule on the road. And boy, you guys got a bunch of stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're headed to Alaska this year, so it's our first time heading up there. So we're hauling it out. Our show.
I assume you're going in the springtime.
Yes, we're going in June.
Which might be fall in Alaska. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know how seasons work up there.
But we, so one of Mallory's goals for this year. Is to learn all 195 countries and be able to, to name them on a map. Mm-hmm. And so we bought her this globe, and it hangs from our ceiling now.
Globe.
Yeah, it's a beach ball globe. And just the other day we kind of put our finger, we were in Florida. We, followed it all the way up to Alaska. And like a quarter, we had to turn the globe like a quarter of a turn.
And so the scope of what we were about to embark on suddenly made a lot of sense.
Well, that's going to be quite the tour, no doubt about it. I guess you guys are going to kind of work your way up there. You're not driving from Florida to Alaska.
No,
it'll take us 6 months from now till we get to Alaska.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, a whole lot of people are going to be very well entertained on the way. That's great. Well, one more tune from the album that I particularly love is High Fly, Didn't I Wait?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about this song. I got to hear the backstory.
Yeah.
On this one.
We were house sitting up in Vermont. Some friends of ours were gone for the whole month of November. And we thought that just sounds so beautiful to be in Vermont for a month. And we obviously don't have anywhere else to live. So we took them up on it. And it started snowing the second day we were there and did not stop, as far as I know, has never stopped. And so we sat down, I think it was about 2 weeks after the first snowfall. And at this point, Scott's from California too. So I told him that he had to, I'm from Western Pennsylvania in the snow belt there. And so I told Scott that it should be his job to shovel the driveway every time, because I have a lot more driveways I've shoveled in my life time built up.
Kind of my penance for being from California.
And so we were both sick of winter. Like we were just tired of it. And it was only 2 weeks in, and a gentleman from, you know, just up the next town over came to check on us. He was friends with the people there that we were house sitting for. And he was a professional mapler, a maple syruper.
Oh, cool.
So he came and he brought us these two big jars of maple syrup, you know, as a gift and to make sure that we were, you know, still alive in there. And we were so grateful because we had just run out of whiskey. And so we went ahead and chugged some maple syrup and we wrote this song, which is about waiting for springtime at the beginning of November.
I love it. No doubt. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I grew up in eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, so. Sure. Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Born in Michigan, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, let's take a listen. This is High Fly, Didn't I Wait?
High Fly, Didn't I Wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly high, didn't I wait? High Fly, didn't I wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly high, didn't I wait? All through the winter waiting for the ice to break. Fly high, didn't I wait? I'm just a river running, looking for a day. High fly, didn't I wait? High fly, didn't I wait? Didn't I wait? Hawk in the meadow and a robin on the gate. Oh, fly, didn't I wait? Blood is rolling down up of the mountain with the rain. Oh, fly, didn't I wait? Valley filling up, but I've been looking for a change. Oh, high fly, didn't I wait?
Yeah, that tells the story, all right. No doubt about it. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. It's been an absolute thrill and a real honor to have you guys in the studio with me. I appreciate it. The Record Shop is a better show to have you, no doubt. And we appreciate it.
Yeah,
and best of luck and everything, folks. Once again, the latest album is Howling Back at the Wounded Dog, and it's available on their website and all over the place. You know, I'm pretty sure you can get it at Amazon and CD Baby, iTunes, and all that crap. Okay.
Yeah.
And just you know, check it out. Go to their website, see where they're coming near you, and you will be very, very glad to see these folks live, because it's like nothing you've ever quite seen before. No question about it. A really, really fun show. Folks, thanks so much for coming in the Record Shop.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Steve.
You betcha. We'll see you next time. Check out the Rough and Tumble's busy schedule, their comic strip, and much more at theroughandtumble.com. Thanks for tuning in to Wild Man Steve's Record Shop, and be sure to subscribe so you won't miss an episode.